Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where there were some, it was a nice interview yesterday between Baskin and Phelps and J.W. Johnson, one of the partners of the Cleveland Browns, and there was a little snippet about a first-round pick in there. Looking forward to that first-round pick next year, and I went, oh, well, that's going to go against what I was talking about last week and this week. We'll play that for Mary Kay. We'll see what she has to think about it, and a possible third helmet. What's the third helmet that they could be working on? Coming up at 8:20 this morning. Jonte Porter, he's the brother of Michael Porter Jr. He's been suspended indefinitely. I think he's been banned from basketball for life, the NBA for life, right? I mean, this is like, yeah, an official ban Johnson. You're done for the rest of your life thing, right? It's not like an indefinite, like you can come back or anything. Like, that's it. He's done. And it was, I mean, the allegations here are pretty striking. It is where he gambled on basketball. According to these reports here, told gamblers about his health status before games, and that's kind of how they got tipped off. He allegedly gambled on a game that the Raptors were playing, yes, in, and gambled on them, bet on them to lose that game, which they did
they
win.
Won.
They,
yeah,
did win that game.
What's the harm?
Now, Lima, I love what you just said, though. You said it before the show because it became like a, wait a minute. Are we not paying attention to who his brother is?
Yeah, his brother is a star player,
yes,
on the best team in the league, the reigning champs. And that just not necessarily to assume that they've been trading information, but, I mean, if you're gambling at this level, that is kind of an assumption I think most people would make. Like, hey, are you calling him? Is he giving you information? And even if it never happened, the NBA can't have the scent of this. They can't have the whiff, yeah, of anybody thinking, all right, he's plugged in. See, this is the thing people always miss about Pete Rose. And I the Hall of Fame, whatever. I mean, I think it's weird that his numbers aren't in there. Whatever. Whatever you want to do.
I've told you before, I think Pete Rose would rather have it. He's not in the Hall of Fame. He makes a hell of a lot
probably.
Of money. A hell of a lot of money being the guy who's not in the Hall of Fame. But go ahead.
Probably. But what people got to understand is Pete Rose was not just some innocent victim. Pete Rose was the manager of a team. In the clubhouse, he was making phone calls to other people around Major League Baseball to get intel. You just can't have that. That is unfair. That distorts, you know, the sanctity of the game. Like, if you can't understand how that also snowballs into, yeah, I never bet on my team. I never bet on my team. I'm down 50 grand. I never bet on my team. I'm down 2 million. I never bet on my team. I'm down 30 million. What are you going to eventually do? You're going to bet on your team. Come on, let's not play stupid here about what a degenerate gambler would do. Or just understand that, how about the games you're not betting on? I bet on all these games. I bet on all these different games. Okay, but what are you not betting on? What do you know? What outcome are you all of a sudden not betting on? Well, we're just going to take that outcome. Like, the bookies weren't stupid back then, and the sports books certainly are not stupid now. They're so sophisticated,
yeah,
that any edge that can be derived out of this, they're going to take advantage
of. Look how they caught that college baseball coach last year at Alabama, for
in
crying out loud.
In record time.
Yes.
Dude, they're not messing around. So if anything, I keep coming back to this, and I think you're in agreement here.
We'll see.
Because we have talked about this a little bit when these various stories came up. What was the college basketball team this year? Was it Temple?
Yes. Yep.
Guys,
they're point-shaving allegations.
Catching them so fast because the levels of sophistication, the computers are catching them, not even the people. The computers are catching the irregularities so fast that having the gambling and the partnership with the gambling for all of these teams and these leagues, it's actually in many ways protecting you, the gambler, more than anything else.
Explain a little further.
It's making sure.
I think I'm with you. I just want to make sure I am.
They are catching any of the irregularities earlier than ever before because the microscope is on. They are watching all of this activity closer than ever before. So if guys are messing around, if you think like Tim Donaghy, all that stuff, I'm telling you, they did eventually catch him. Had Tim Donaghy been operating now, they would have caught him so much faster. Because they're partners. They would have. They absolutely 100% would have. So well, feel better. You should feel better about your bets today. I know it's because you're a shill for the gaming world. I'm just saying it makes sense. Now that the leagues are in bed with it, now that Congress is involved, like they want to make sure so that everybody gets their money that it's on the up and up. Because the minute you, as a fan, as a consumer, don't believe it's on the up and up, you're not only not going to bet, you're not going to watch the games. You're going to be so put off. No. They can't afford to have that happen.
Well, only the hardest of gamblers would continue for whatever reason. Yeah. I mean, people try to bet on wrestling, pro wrestling results, for crying out loud. I think you're right in a lot of ways. There's a lot of stuff where when people said, I thought when you got into bed with these entities, this was going to be a problem. And my thought was, Anthony, and I don't know if you're going to agree with this, I go, well, we all have rules at work. Owen had made the point earlier. He goes, well, there's certainly alcohol companies that advertise in TV and radio. Doesn't mean you're allowed to come in here soused, which Owen was right about that. And that means I'm not allowed to go out there and gamble. If I'm a player, I can't gamble on my sport, which, by the way, I don't think they say anything about table games. And we know we have a casino here, and I think some of the stories about some of the NBA players coming here and enjoying Jack Casino is a bit legendary. Are they not with certain NBA players?
Yep.
There's some really wild tales being told about some of the money that they've put down since we opened up that casino there. I just think that it's bad business, but it's also bad business for the player to put themselves into that type of problem. If you want to finish your career and go ahead and do it, fine. But if you do it while you're playing, hey, man, like, you got what's coming to you. And I think that these have to be strong.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stringent rules of lifetime banishment to dissuade anybody else from doing it. And I do think you're right. Before, when gambling was this thing that they tried to avoid at all cost, I think there was less chances of guys being caught than there are now, where obviously the computer sophistication where they track every single bet you make, because they're always trying to find anybody trying to encrypt anything that would possibly be a burden on any one of these games or impugn the dignity of any one of these games. I think now that they are official partners, it may help to try to legitimize what people have been questioning for a long time. Not that all of a sudden there are always going to be people who are corruptible. We are a human species. There's always going to be that possibility with referees, with coaches, with players. But it is also a thought of, hey, man, we're going to have less of that because there's going to be a very stiff penalty, lifetime banishment, maybe even charges in some cases, if you can prove it, of somebody who's doing this.
I also wonder about this. Do you think there's any chance that the teams themselves, more specifically, the teammates would self-police something like this? Because I would imagine, like, let's say LeBron, let's go to the highest level. If I'm LeBron and I caught even the slightest whiff of a rumor about a teammate gambling on the NBA, I am out on that teammate. I'm throwing him under the bus.
I'm getting him
out of that locker room. I cannot have that because if he's willing to do that, what else is that teammate willing to do when it comes to privileged information within that locker room, not just on sports? Everything else that the players know about each other, their teammates, their habits. I just think there's going to be so much policing on this that even happens at that level, on the ground level.
I think LeBron's a different animal just
because you said
the highest level because he, there's no doubt about it. LeBron has a vested interest in the NBA. He's a steward of the game. He takes it very seriously.
And his legacy.
I think he's the guy who gets it. That's why I put Caitlin Clark, like, you have an obligation to your sport to perform and do these duties. And I think LeBron has taken that very seriously and has an obligation to it. But I think that for a lot of guys, I don't know, Tone, snitches and the whole thing and telling on your teammates, like, that's a very, very hard thing to do. I think LeBron,
in this case,
guys in the players' union who are the top brass, maybe they would feel differently, but I do think that a lot of guys might
in this case
try to dissuade him.
That's what they might be thinking he's doing. A teammate that's involved in wagers is capable of anything. They're the snitches. They're the ones that are getting the information out to not just bookies, but to the public in general. What else might they be, you know, getting out there?
Blackmailing.
And so I'm saying, I truly believe this. The league, they had to suspend him and they had to get rid of him. And he'll have his day in, not court, but whatever, behind the scenes. He'll have a lawyer and they'll go through all this. He's protected by the union. I don't think they had to do anything, though, in the end. Like, I don't think another team would pick this guy up. Especially
limited player.
Like the lifetime ban was already happening.
Even if the lifetime ban
the NBA
is off,
was involved.
Because he's a fill-in guy. He's a end of the bench guy anyway.
Yes.
So it's not like his talent supersedes something like this. So if you're the end of the bench guy anyway, we see it in everything. No, you're just not worth the problem, and we're not going to bring you into the NBA. 216-474-0092. Michael in Cleveland. Yellow.
I have to ask you guys, can you just imagine the cruel irony of all of us sitting in our cars driving, listening to a very intelligent, sophisticated conversation about all of the checks and balances and algorithms and people watching every single bet that every single person makes? And last night I watched the Guardians game, and they can't call balls and strikes.
Well, you saw the balk call that was made, which I didn't know we called balk in 2024 anymore.
Well, how about this one? Every time the ball is over the plate, the catcher doesn't move his glove. Every time the catcher's got to move his glove 3 feet and hold it there, it's a ball. But they still call half of those strikes.
Michael, I call it exquisite framing.
There have been, Michael, Tone, I said this yesterday or a couple days ago, like there has to be... It's got to be way up. Yeah. The influence of framing has been through the roof, it seems, this year. And I thought,
I just asked
the question, and it seems that a lot of people agree with me. Like, man, I'm seeing a lot more framed strikes than I've ever seen in my life. Michael, thank you very much for the call and the point. I've seen a lot more framed strikes already in 3 weeks of baseball than I think I've seen over the last 3 years in full seasons of baseball.
Yeah.
Now I got to tell you this, though.
I have a theory on that, but go ahead.
Okay, but for an umpire... Yeah, you have a very strong union, as we see with Angel Hernandez. You have an extremely strong union. However, it's exactly what you just said. You impugn your dignity and cut off everything because you would be banned from the sport. You'd be banned from minor league baseball. I don't think a high school would take you for that. A high school outfit would take you for that just to make money on your bets. If you have that type of a problem, maybe, but I don't think it would go that way.
Yeah, just quickly, my theory is, you know, when we were watching baseball growing up, you had cameras that are askew from center field that were way off. So you're always like, that didn't look like a strike, but I can't tell from that vantage point. Now you have immediately on your phone the trackers, the strike zone. Every regional baseball network has the digital mm-hmm. strike zone. Like, so there's no debating. Like, you know, oh, that was a strike, clearly. Like, that has nothing to do with the camera, or maybe the umpire was sitting in the wrong side of the catcher. Now you know immediately, and so you're equipped with that knowledge. You're more prone to go after the umpire.
That's true. J.C. Sheldon going to join us 9:20 this morning, former Ohio State women's basketball guard, new Dallas Swing. She's about to embark on her WNBA career. Up next, you guys miss first-round picks? Apparently the Browns do too. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.